Blog Talk Radio. right, all right, all right. Once again, we are coming to bring you a phenomenally fabulous episode of Blog Talk Radio. I am one of the hosts with you this morning. My name is Brother Shalima, and I am also accompanied by the brother here with me in Albuquerque, Brother Ahmad. Say Shalom, Ahmad. And what we're going to do today is we're coming back to you in Blog Talk Radio Land to continue to educate and edify the words of the Heavenly Father to all the brothers and sisters out there scattered throughout North, Central, and South America of Negro and Indian descent, the so-called Negroes, West Indians, Haitians, Dominicans, Central American Indians, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, North American Indians, Seminole Indians, Brazilians, Argentinians, and the so-called Mexicans. We are coming to you live and direct today to let you know that you are the descendants of the lost tribe of Israel. And to you pertains the adoptions, the glory, and the edification of the scriptures of the Most High and Yahweh Shai. I know we haven't been able to touch base with a lot of you out there. We've had a lot of things going on, but we have to be here for our people, you know what I'm saying? Because I know that sometimes with the busy, hectic weeks that we have, that these are the only opportunities we have to get to stay in the Word because of all the things that are required of us from this present world that occupy us and keep us caught up in a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? But I also wanted to reach out to give the information about our fellow schools out there in Houston, Texas, and in San Antonio, Texas. We have our affiliates from the ISBHPK and the Sword of Truth Church of God in Christ, who are also continuing to put the best foot forward to keep this word out to you on a consistent basis, just like we are trying to as well. And I don't have my insert with me. I kind of rushed out of the house this morning to make sure I could get here on time for y'all. But the brothers in Houston I know are doing classes on the YouTube channel. I believe it is Monday through Friday. Every day from, I want to say, about 7:30, if I'm not mistaken, to about 10 on the ISBHPK channel on YouTube. And the brothers in San Antonio, Texas are doing classes, I believe it is Tuesday through Fridays from about 7:30 to 9:30. I want to say Central Standard Time as well. And what we are doing out here in Albuquerque, in New Mexico, is we're trying to iron some things out. But we're going to try to be consistent with you guys again with Blog Talk Radio. I want to say on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the mornings from, I want to say, about 8:30 to about 10:30. Like I said, we were trying to iron a lot of things out. So I don't think our class will be that long this morning because, sadly, I know that the brother, Ahmad, and myself have to shoot out of here directly to work in a while. But for the time that we are allotted and we have, we're going to do our best to continue to bring everybody into the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the Heavenly Father. Do you have anything that you might want to add, Brother Ahmad?
I just glad we're back on. Glad we're able to continue to bring the word to you. And we're glad to be getting this word out, as you mentioned earlier, getting this true doctrine, brothers and sisters. 12 lost tribes of Israel out there, waking our people up, getting the word of the Most High out. I'm glad to be a part of it. And looking to get Blog Talk back up and going on a consistent basis. Again, our apologies and, excuse us for the
hiatus.
The hiatus, yes. Thank you, brother, for the pause in that. But we're definitely getting it back going.
Yes, very much so. I know that we will continue to be trying to update all of our listeners out in Blog Talk Land with the threads to let them know that we are back on the air and we are back into putting forth a consistent effort to keep everybody immersed in the words of the Most High and Yahweh Shai. As we take a little time to finish the last of the setting up, I do want to go back and give the physical addresses of our affiliates in Houston and in San Antonio. That way that if anybody is listening in Blog Talk Radio and they've been listening for a while and they want to actually be able to go in physically to be around the word, if you are in Houston, Texas, we are at 8524 South Braeswood Boulevard in Houston, Texas. The zip code is 77071. So if you are out and about and you've been listening to our classes and you want to get a hands-on experience in one of the classes that you've seen on YouTube on the ISBHPK channel, or actually just go in to get reacquainted with the work of the Heavenly Father, you can go to 8524 South Braeswood Boulevard in Houston, Texas, zip code 77071, and you will be edified in the Heavenly Father's words with the brother Kazakia, the brother Tahawam, the brother Ariyah, the brother Zayanala. I apologize if I'm not pulling a couple of the other brothers' names. I have the image in my head right now, but you know what I'm saying, just getting back into the flow and routine, I'm pulling a blank. But the brothers in Houston are definitely there to be able to answer any of your questions on in the scriptures. And now if you are in San Antonio, Texas, like I said, we have classes going on Tuesdays through Fridays from 7:30 to about 9:30 in the evening. And you can get in touch with the brothers in San Antonio at 4219 Centergate Drive in San Antonio, Texas. The zip code out there is 78217. So if I want to get some of the edifications from the brothers Banabad, Awarna Iyer, Dawiyad, the brothers Yawa'ab, the brothers Nagaya, the brothers Tazapar or Ashar, you can go to the school located in San Antonio, Texas at 4219 Centergate Drive to be blessed with some of the great classes and insights of the Heavenly Father. And now we are doing classes out here in Albuquerque in Blog Talk Radio, but now if you wanted to get a hands-on experience with one of our classes as well, you can actually meet us downtown at the Albuquerque Public Library at 501 Copper Avenue Northwest. We are there every Saturday from around 10 in the morning till I want to say about noon. And sometimes we have been known to run a little bit over to about 2 o'clock. But if you come down there, you can also bump into us in conference room number 2. Without fail, come rain, sleet, or snow, we are there for you every Saturday with all your inquiries and queries into the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Heavenly Father. And what we focus on a lot on the Saturday is the weekly Torah readings. So if there are things that you want to get edified in as far as the Exodus from Egypt and the things that our people went through as they were making that journey to the Promised Land, and what things were happening to us along the way that the Most High had to deal with us to keep us in His favor. We are definitely taking the time to give that to you at the Downtown Public Library here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at 501 Copper in conference room number 2. And let me see. The invitation has been sent out. I see it on my phone right now. So it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my. I have all the information. You're correct. I forgot that we also have classes in Austin, Texas, taught by the brother Sham Shawan at the Austin Public Library. Do you have the address by chance, brother Ahmad?
Yes, 710 West Cesar Chavez Street, and that's the Austin Central Public Library in Austin, Texas. 710 West Cesar Chavez Street.
Okay.
I think that one is 78012, something like that.
But the brother Shemshawan is out there every Saturday, also edifying you. If you happen to be in the state capital of Texas, the Austin area, you can always drop in to to be blessed up with some of the scriptures that he is putting down for you out there. The one thing that I feel real good about is that we are really getting an opportunity to come together and reestablish the directions that we're supposed to be pushing for as a body to make sure that we are diligently pushing to get the Most High's word to all his people out there. You know what I'm saying? There are a lot of people out there who are going through a lot of things in their life, and the question that they have was the same questions that we have had, like, I don't, why? But now, because the blog talk is going on again, for those people who didn't have that opportunity, they are now being able to get some of those questions answered, or to understand why situations in their life have been happening and what's been going on. And that is a great thing. You know what I'm saying? I know one of the things that got me before I came into the truth was going through the struggles that I was involved in and dealing with in life, and not understanding why things had to be this way. And that is one of the most, I want to say, forefront questions that a person has. Why has it got to be this hard, or why has it got to be this way? And now, after discovering the truth and being taught these words in this book that are not just a decoration for my coffee table, I was able to understand why the things that were happening in my life were happening. It was actually a wake-up call to get me to get and develop that relationship with the Heavenly Father. You know? Brother Ahmad, do you have anything that you would like to add?
No, except you're absolutely right as far as our people. We don't ask why. We don't really stop and try to examine the situations as a way. Why do these injustices befall only certain people? You know, in today's society, in the world, and, you know, wherever we live, why is it, you know, Black Lives Matter? Why is this even an issue? You know, why is it that the people that seem to have, as a whole, the people that seem to have problems in their communities are the so-called minorities? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it the way it is for us? Is it we just roll over and accept it? Is it just the way it is? Or, hey, that's life of a Black man, life of a Latino, me vida loca. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the way it is, right? There's no explanation for it. Well, what I learned in this truth is there's a reason for everything. There's a reason for everything under the sun. But that's the problem. Our people don't know the reason. We just roll over and accept, well, that's just the way it is for a Black. That's just the way it is for Latino. That's just the way it is for the so-called Native Americans, for, you know, the life of a Native. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. You know? What do you mean, why? That's just the way it is. Well, there is a reason for it. You know what I'm saying? It's enlightening and it's eye-opening to know the actual reason that we're going through these things is because we were chosen by the Heavenly Father, and we broke the law, statutes, and commandments. We broke the laws of the Creator, and he's upset with us for it. You know what I'm saying? It brings to mind Amos chapter 3, and verses 1 and 2, if I can get that real quick.
Please do.
And, it, you know, as you get into the scriptures and you get shown this word and you get woken up, you realize, oh, that's why. Now it makes more sense. Now we got more pieces of the puzzle to complete this picture. Now it makes more sense. This is why we've been going through what we've been going through. I got you. So if I could get you to read that real quick, brother, Amos chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 1 and 2.
Amos chapter 3 and verse 1. Hear this word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel.
So he gets specific here. He's not talking about everybody here. He's talking about the children of Israel. He's talking about a specific group of people, of all the people that he created on the planet. Because he did create all of us, but he's honing in on one specific group of people here, obviously. So let's see what he has to say to this group of people here called the children of Israel, according to the Bible. Let's see what he has to say to them. Go ahead.
Against the whole family.
This is a family, not just an organization or a group of people that consists of all colors or whatever. Now he gets even more specific and says a family. That means a lineage, a family, a specific group of people with common with common relation. When we talk about family, we're talking about blood. We're talking about the same group of people that share the same lineage and share the same nationality. They share the same culture. Okay, when we're talking about family, he gets even more specific when he says that. He said, against the whole family, go ahead.
Which I bought up from the land of Egypt.
So he's bringing us back into remembrance. This is a certain people's history. This is a certain people's history. Everybody didn't go through this. But go ahead.
It says, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth.
Man, it doesn't get more specific than that. Of all the families of the earth, y'all are the only ones I know, and y'all are the only ones I'm dealing with. Right?
Right.
So it says, go ahead.
Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquity.
He's only dealing with the ones that he chose. He's not dealing with everybody in the same fashion, obviously.
It's like when your kids do something wrong, you can't whoop your kids and their friends because their friends ain't your kids.
Exactly. Thank you, brother.
You know what I'm
saying? Thank you for bringing that up.
You know, exactly. It's a funny thing because we'll sit back and we'll go through a lot of things and like, and we've done it. I'm gonna play the parent card right now. You've been out and you've seen your kids with you, and you've seen another person's kids acting a plumb fool, and you're like, But now, why do you say that, Because you know that you can't go over there and discipline that other person's kids because you will go to jail.
If I could,
I would.
The things I would do to you to get your little butt back in line, but you're not one of my kids, so I can't do that.
But now, can we translate that into how the Most High feels about his kids, his family?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? He is only going to discipline his family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's not going to go over there. Those other families that are out there, he don't deal with them. He's only dealing with who?
The children of Israel, according to what we just read.
Yeah, in the scriptures.
Right.
Yes.
So we find out who the children of Israel are, even based on what's going on today. Who's dealing with... Who are the people that seem like they're under some type of punishment right now? Always got the short end of the stick, always last hire, first fire. Always the ones complaining and got a gripe about the way our people are being treated. Even with this, even right now with this Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Who else is complaining like this?
Nobody.
Who else is under... Who else seems to be being punished as a people? You know what I mean? Who's being dealt with? Who else is being dealt with like this?
Who else on this planet has gotten so accustomed to being in the situations that this society puts us in that we joke about it and we become famous for joking about the things that we go through because it's that real? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's that evident.
Kind.
Exactly. It's like there's no confusion about it. You try to water it down all you want, but it's still obvious that the minorities of throughout the Americas, primarily throughout the Americas, even though we know that we're scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, but primarily throughout the Americas, it's the minorities that always seem to be subject to the injustices, that are always crying out, that are always picketing and petitioning and trying to be heard.
And marching.
And complaining, constantly complaining. Ain't nobody else going through these things, marching, like you just said. Ain't nobody else going through this stuff. Ain't nobody else dealing with these type of injustices and the atrocities and the murders and the mutilation throughout history. Who's the one that's been subject to these things? Who's the one that's been conquered? I mean, just look at history. These are things that people try to ignore now. And society today is trying to dumb us down from these facts of what's been going on.
Let's take slavery out of textbooks. They don't need to know about that no more.
Yeah, we don't need to teach on that no more. That's the past. Let's forget about it and let's move on. Why are we dwelling on it?
But
that's what they like to say.
But let's keep the Holocaust, the world's biggest worldwide atrocity, about how millions of so-called Jews were killed by Hitler and the Germans.
Right.
We'll keep that in history books, but we'll take out the biggest thing that you can look into today and confirm with the scriptures of slavery out of textbooks so kids don't know. And if parents aren't teaching their kids what's going on according to the scriptures, how are they going to ever know and be able to identify with what's happened to people or why we're in the situations that we are dealing with?
That's crazy. You said like the world's biggest atrocity. Is that really what they're referring to?
Yeah, the so-called Jews that were exterminated by Hitler.
Come on, man. Look how they magnify that. But then let's forget about the centuries.
The centuries of slavery and oppression.
The torture, the mutilation, the setting on fire. Let's forget about that.
You
and let's belittle that. Let's bring that down to,
you get to vote now. You get to vote now.
We think about this Holocaust thing. That was only a span of a couple of years at the most during, World War One.
I believe so.
But between World War One and World War Two,
I want to say it was around, World War Two.
Mm-hmm. But that was a span of a few years. And something Hitler was doing only in that country, in his own country, with the concentration camps neo-Nazi Germany. But what about the hundreds of years of slavery? The 100 years of lynching? That was even longer than the so-called Holocaust.
What about the millions of people that died? Let me say it right. The millions of people who were descendants of the children of Israel that died on the boat ride over from Europe to the Americas.
Exactly.
Millions.
Being fed to the sharks.
Fed to the sharks. Died because of dysentery. The conditions on the boat were inhumane. You understand? But let's take all of those things out of history books.
Right. Let's belittle those things out of all that. Yeah, that mattered. That happened,
Look
what Hitler did to these Nazis. They still try to
put a magnifying
glass on that, and then and really downplay the bigger thing that happened with the children of Israel.
But now we can understand why when it was Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. You know what? It just goes to show how if we don't know who we come from or where we come from and who we belong to, how we can be fooled and not develop that connection to the Heavenly Father that we're supposed to.
Exactly.
That's why it's great to go, we're going to go to a classic one, Isaiah chapter 34 and 16.
Okay. I'll get that for you real quick. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. It says, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord."
In a bad situation. I don't care about
that. Are you
there, sir? No, I look back. I learned a lot from them. So.
Oh, okay. That's what I can. I'll read it again.
Isaiah chapter 34 and verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read.
So the Bible is letting us know right here, the book of the Lord, the scriptures, the words of the Most High in Christ, we're supposed to be doing what to this?
We're supposed to be seeking it out. It says, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read."
So now, if we're supposed to understand that we are the descendants of the so-called people throughout North Central America, Negro and Indian descent, we're the lost sheep of the house of Israel, we have to be in this book to get that connection started and established. But now, for how many of our families, the book is a sacred tome that I keep the obituaries for all the loved ones that I've lost in? It is a sacred tome that where I want to remember everybody's birthday. If I don't know what somebody's birthday is, you know what? I go to the Bible to remember a birthday instead of going to the Bible to get the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the Heavenly Father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what? I keep the Bible on the coffee table in the house because it protects the house. But I never open the Bible and read it to find out what I can do to have peace, what length of days, long life, blessings, honor,
prosperity, success,
kind, success.
Right.
I won't open the book of the Lord for that. I'll have it there, and it's got a magic force field around it that's going to protect my house. I'm going to keep it in my car to make sure that I have safe driving.
Right.
I don't need Geico. Nationwide is on your side. I don't need that. I can
right.
do the Bible in my car.
Right.
That's going to protect me. No.
You forget that it has words in it that are meant to be read.
that's why the scriptures say, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. I'm supposed to read these words because why? None of these words shall fail me.
I'll go ahead and continue.
Kind.
No one of Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16 says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail.
None of the words that are written in this Bible are going to fail me. And when I say that, it says, why are the situations the way that they are? Now I can read the Bible and get an understanding like when I read Deuteronomy, 28.
Mm-hmm.
Why are situations the way they are? Because these things have happened, or these things haven't happened. You know what I'm saying? I understand now why I go through what I go through.
Right.
Read.
It says, none shall want her mate.
There's not going to be any other books out there that can compare with the Bible, with all the prophecies in here that have come true and are said to come true.
Mm-hmm.
There, Nostradamus, you know, none of those other books out there, the Book of the Mormon, the Dead Sea Scrolls, none of those other books are going to be able to compare with all this knowledge and wisdom that the Bible has for us, that has been showed to us, and it's continued to show and reveal to us about things that are going to come and happen. Read on.
It says, for my mouth it has commanded.
Because who commanded these words to be put in this book for his people?
The Most High.
The Most High. Not L. Ron Hubbard or T.D. Jakes. You know what I'm saying? T.D. Jakes is putting out books to make money so he can stay taken care of. The Most High has put these words in this book to bring his people back to the remembrance of him and now to live according to what the Most High deems as righteous, the right way of doing things. Read on.
It says, for my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them.
And he made sure, the Most High made sure he puts his spirit on men to correctly put these words down for us. We T.D. Jakes and all them, what's that one dude, the guy who's got the Astrodome in Houston. I can't remember his name.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah, Osteen. The world recognizes him not as a minister. He is a motivational speaker. It is very well known that he's a motivational speaker, but they allow this man to have a congregation. And
wow.
run a church. A man who is a motivational speaker is dictating his interpretations of the words of God.
Mm, he don't even call himself a minister or reverend.
No, they call him a reverend and a minister, but it is, brother, you can look it up. He's a motivational speaker.
Wow.
But has one of the biggest congregations.
Yeah. Motivational speaker is something totally different.
Yeah.
When we're talking about somebody that is dropping the word of God, that's not somebody that's supposed to be known title wise as a motivational speaker.
Yeah, but
that's a little odd, but okay.
But you know what? We don't sit back and read the words of the Heavenly Father where it talks about the false prophets that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We don't take the time to get in this book so that we can identify, you know what? That is a false prophet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Is he focused on teaching about bringing the people back into living correctly under the Most High in Christ? Or is it about his private jets, his big I'm going to go back way back to the facility that he had in Houston last year when it was flooding. It was the old gym that the Houston Rockets used to play in.
Basketball team?
Yeah.
The Toyota Center?
The old arena.
The Toyota Center. The Toyota is the one they're playing now, right?
Yeah. Joe Osteen owns that.
Oh.
When all the flooding and everything was going on.
Okay.
If it was about doing things how the scriptures tell you to do it.
So, the Astrodome?
No, he owns that one too. But he owns, in that side of town, it was flooding. Facility above ground, above the flood line and everything.
Yeah.
Didn't open it up for nobody.
Wow.
And now he said that it was inaccessible. They had a person who used to be in this congregation of his church who walked 3 miles down to where it was just to prove that this is something that could have been used for the benefit of the people. And he chose not to. And Osteen caught a lot of flack about it for a little while. Then they kind of like brushed it under the rug.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody exposed him. One of his own so-called congregation members.
Yeah.
Actually told on him.
But these are the things, and this is the thing that we're supposed to be coming back to showing our people, that we need to get back into the book of the Lord so that we can now know how to make the proper and correct decisions in pleasing the Heavenly Father, because we've gotten away from it. Jobs have pulled us away from it. Families have pulled us away from it. You know what I'm saying? But now, the scripture does say, let me just say it. Scripture actually says, what shall separate you from the love of Christ? Let me grab it real quick. And brother, please feel free. I mean, you don't have to stop talking. Yeah.
We're still getting back into the hang of this. Y'all bear with us. Like the brothers bringing out, man, what the Most High expects of us, who the Most High is dealing with. First of all, we brought out of Amos chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. It's like, y'all are the only ones I'm dealing with right now. Y'all are the only ones that I've known of all the families of the earth. So that gets even more specific. All the different nationalities, all the different nations of people, he's only dealing with one particular people. We find out who that is, and we find out, okay, who's the people on the earth that seem to be under some type of punishment, who can never seem to get ahead, who can't seem to climb that social and economic ladder. They're the ones that just seem to just get the short end of the stick on everything. You know what I mean? The ones that they're sayings about, they're constantly being made fun of. You know, the ones that everybody else seems to be shaking their head at. So what's going on with the situation? What's wrong with this? You know, there's a reason for everything, first and foremost. So what we find out, according to Scripture, is these people, there's a certain people on this planet that are being punished because they have turned their backs on the Heavenly Father that chose them. They're under a punishment because they have disobeyed their power, because they have disobeyed their God, the Lord. So there, you read Deuteronomy chapter 28. It's the blessings and the curses, and Leviticus 26, I believe, also covers that. And you go through those two chapters, particularly Deuteronomy 28, and you find out, oh wow, that must be these people right here. You know what I'm saying? As a people, when you step back and look at the bigger picture, oh. And this is their history, too. Wow. These are the children of Israel. Okay, this is what's been going on with us all this time. And this is what we need to do to correct it. We come to find out that the answers are in the Bible.
Well, just
the answers are in the Scriptures.
Just on what you said, let's take a brief second.
You got it.
Just to cap off on what you said, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. I got that. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
So now right here, this is a foreshadowing of things to come. This is said now, and it shall come to pass, which is a future prophecy,
mm-hmm.
that if we do what? If we take heed and listen and follow, listen diligently, adhere to the words of the God, the words of God,
right.
If we do those things,
mm-hmm. In layman's terms today, listen very carefully. We run into words like hearken, and people may not know what that means.
They get kind of worded out of it.
Hearken diligently.
Listen carefully.
Mm-hmm. Listen very carefully. Don't miss this. none of this, like, stick to this, but listen very carefully unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
So now, where are we going to find the voice of the Lord our God?
In the Bible.
So I got to do what, like I said, in Isaiah 34:16?
Isaiah 34:16, speak.
I have to seek and I have
and
to read.
Read
the Bible.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. To observe and to do all his commandments.
So now to read them and to follow, to do them, read.
Which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
So now when it says the Lord thy God.
Powerful statement.
Who was this sent to? The Lord thy God. Because a lot, what we read earlier is, out of all the families of the earth, he only knew one people.
According to that, that was the children of Israel.
So now, this is a decree. This
mm-hmm.
is a statement that God made back then. Because this is Deuteronomy. So this is like way, the simple saying, a long
right.
time ago.
Right.
This is the decree that God made to his people. Read.
Okay. He said, verse 2, all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
So,
again, listen.
Yeah, so the Most High said, if you listen and you do all these things, what's the first thing he said he would do for his people?
He said he would set us on high above all nations of the earth, end of verse 1.
Yeah, so he said one of the things that he would do for his people if they followed him and listened diligently to his words is he would put them over everybody else on the earth. So now, if
mm-hmm.
we are coming to the understanding that his people are the so-called Negroes, West Indians, Haitians, Dominicans, Central American Indians, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, North American Indians, Seminole Indians, Brazilians, Argentinians, and the so-called Mexicans, just from this one statement here in the Bible, are these people, his family, above all the nations of the earth?
Right now, no. These people, to me, they would seem to be on the very bottom. These are the only people on the planet that don't have none of them have a sovereign nation. Or their own military, or their own set up government. You know what I'm saying? That's respected and seen as or recognized as any nation in the world that
so,
would be recognized as in the UN, so to speak.
So now, is it safe to say that from the first statement we read in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, since his people.
Mm-hmm.
People throughout North, Central, and South America of Negro Indian descent are not above all the nations. Is it a safe assumption that we did not do what?
We didn't listen carefully. We didn't hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord our God.
Or at some point we stopped seeking out of his book and reading to understand what he has, what he demanded of us, and what he had set up for us, his people.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Basically, we didn't keep the commandments.
Kind.
That's talking about in verse 1. But I'll read on in verse 2. It says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
So now, what are some of those blessings? Read.
Verse 3. Blessed shalt thou be in the city.
So now, if God's people kept the commandments that were left by the Heavenly Father, if we listened intently and diligently to them and followed them, when you go to any city, you would be able to tell now where his people are, right?
Who they are.
And who they are.
Who and where they are, exactly.
So now, think about this.
That must be God's people right there.
We're just going to go with a simple one just for North America.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into any city, who has the best parts of the city? Is it any of the people out of the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel?
Mm-mm. No.
Not at all, bro. When you go into the best parts of the city, who has that part of the city?
so-called white man.
The other nation.
The other nation.
Those other families that God says he don't deal with. He never knew them. Those people have the best parts of the city. When it comes to finding out where I'm going to say it like they said, the bad parts of the city, the black parts and the Spanish parts of the city,
mm-hmm.
Do you go to the best parts? No, you go to the hood. You go to the ghettos and slums.
Usually tourists are warned to stay away from those areas.
We use a perfect example. In Albuquerque, do people come in and get referred to go to the sticks from the Kirk?
No.
do they get referred to go to the war zone?
No.
No, the name of the war zone is enough to deter people from that.
The name itself, I don't think we need to go there. Why would they call it that?
And now when you do go to those areas, what people are there?
Exactly. All the minorities, the 12 lost tribes, that's who's there.
Yeah, read on.
Go further into the Bible and prove that. That's who it is. That's who the 12 tribes are. But anyway, verse 2. Verse 3. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. You're just joining us. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I just read verse 3. Again, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. We know according to, I believe it's Matthew 13:38.
That is it.
The field is the world.
Yes, sir. So
pull that real quick.
So,
and we make a connection there. It's like, what is it talking about when it says the field? So Matthew 13:38, it says, the field is the world. This is a parable from Christ, but the field is the world according to that. So we jump back and forth because that's what Isaiah chapter 28 says. Tells us to do. We're supposed to jump back and forth. We're supposed to connect the dots, so to speak. We're supposed to get all the pieces of the puzzle so we can form the picture that the scriptures are trying to form.
Scripture upon scripture, line upon
line. Line upon line.
Here a little, there a little.
Thank you.
Kind.
Well, we went to Matthew 13:38 to show to bring out the understanding of field in verse 3 of Deuteronomy chapter 28 that we just read.
And like
so it says, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the world. We can say in place of the word field right there. The field is talking about the world.
But now think about this. What is the world view on the so-called Negroes, the so-called West Indians, Haitians, Dominicans? How does the world feel about them? I mean,
coming to earth.
Brother, I mean,
it's undeniable.
Black lives don't matter. All lives matter.
Yeah. Why would the Black Lives Matter have to come about? Why would somebody have to come up with that? Where would that come from? You know what I'm saying? It would obviously come from the way that they're being treated, like less than nothing. The scum of the earth, like they're not even a people. Like they're just another animal species, but even the animals are treated better than these people.
Right, I would
like,
say this.
No, we matter. So somebody obviously felt the need to come up with that. No, we matter. We're a people too. We're human beings too. Black lives, man, we matter too, just like y'all. Why are we less than y'all? Why do we not matter? No, we matter. That's what it is. It came from somebody's frustration. You know what I'm saying?
God, I put it to you this way: in the world's view, the so-called Negro is either a drug dealer,
mm-hmm.
a rapper,
a pimp,
a pimp, or just like a criminal. Wherever you go,
or an addict.
Wherever you go across this whole world,
yeah.
those are pretty much those five things that you would classify that. If you're black and you're overseas, you got to be a rapper. Are you just in the music industry or something?
Yeah.
You dancing in the clubs and all of that good stuff? Or he sold drugs so that the cops are always on him. You know what I'm saying?
For entertainment purposes only.
Kind. Think about it. But now, like I said, these were just a few of the things that were promised to God's people if they did what? If they listened intently and followed the words that he left in the book. You know what I'm saying?
Come.
Right, watch. Read on.
Verse 4. says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Excuse me. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body.
So now, the children that we have would be blessed. You know what I'm saying? The scriptures talk about be fruitful and multiply, which we have no problem with. But now think about the things that have been set up to pull our kids away from focusing on their connection with the Heavenly Father, or what things have been put out there to pull a parent's focus so that now we can't even give the connection that we're supposed to have to the Heavenly Father from a father or from a parent to the child. Mm-hmm. So to establish that like the scripture says, we're supposed to teach this to the next generation. You know, so we're supposed to teach this diligently to our children. But
so it would continue on, obviously, right?
God.
We want this to carry on. We got to pass it on.
God.
There.
You know what I'm saying? We'll watch. Now,
verse 4 still.
Yeah.
I'll read that first part again, and I'll continue on. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 4, if you're just joining us. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 4 is where we're at now. It says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground. And the fruit of thy cattle.
So now I'm going to ask you this.
Crops?
Do we have land to grow crops on?
No. No. We don't even have the land.
We don't have land, so how can we grow crops? And then, because we don't have land, if we wanted to get animals, we don't even have a place to put them.
Most of us don't even have backyards for dogs.
Thank you.
If you live in an apartment complex, 9 times out of 10, you don't even have a backyard for a dog, unless maybe you got a little townhome, and even then it's just a little tiny back area that might be fenced in.
Maybe.
Right. But we don't have these things, so these are things we gave up. Really, from what we're reading here, it's like, dang, if we was blessed, these are the type of things we would have. But obviously that's not the case today.
And now, before we get too far into this, because we get to see, and we can start to see, you know, obviously we aren't above all the nations, and, you know, these things we don't have, so it's obvious that we didn't continue to hearken diligently to the words that the Heavenly Father left us in this book that we're supposed to be reading out of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because none of these prophecies shall fail you. Nothing else that we've ever come across is going to compare to the words the Heavenly Father left for us. And now, just if there was reasonable doubt, like they say in court, just jump to verse 15, same chapter, verse 15, so we can get a better picture of who God's people is, according to the scripture.
Yes, sir. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 15, it says, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
So now, if we won't listen intently, diligently, you know what I'm saying? If we could say that stuff was the Old Testament, you know, and that was back then, you know, government was established and all that good stuff.
Hey, I say no wonder they try to get us to do away with it.
Yes. So now on the
wonder they try to get us to ignore it and say it's not valid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder.
If you couldn't understand
this what they were trying
these
to
examples,
finding out.
Right. Now we're going to go into more specific examples.
Yes, sir.
If you don't know, now you know. Read on.
Right. Words of biggie, right? Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
So now, if I don't listen to these words that was left for me in this book that I'm supposed to be reading anyway,
mm-hmm.
What was going to happen? What was going to overtake me? A bunch of curses. You know what I'm saying? So now, if I'm under these curses, it's going to be able to let me know that who am I? Bam! I'm one of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Verse 16. Cursed shall be thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Wow, just the flip of verse 3.
So now, like we said, in the worst parts of the city, what people populate those areas? Is it the so-called white man?
No.
Is it suburban America?
No other nation. We look at Arabs and, like, so-called Asians, just any other, like, really, is it anybody else? Everybody knows who it is. And it's not something that could be overlooked or could be ignored, even though they try to water stuff down. Well, we have, there's poor white people in certain areas. It's not just minorities. You guys just think you're the only ones that are going through something. You step back and look at the bigger picture on a wide scale level, it is us.
Yep.
It ain't y'all. It ain't nobody else. We can play games, you know what I'm saying? But everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, who it is on a wide scale level as far as being the nations as a whole. When you compare the nations and you look at the bigger picture, we know who's in these cursed conditions. We know who the ghetto and barrio dwellers are.
God.
Everybody knows that. It's something that's too apparent to ignore.
It's
too evident to ignore.
Yes. Thank you. I read on.
Verse 16. It says, well, I just read that. Curse shall be in the city, and curse shall thou be in the field.
So
it's saying not only in the city, because you think you can leave the city and it would be all right, but it don't matter.
In the world. In fact, so I'm going to say this, and this might offend some people. I'm sorry. Just because I'm in America, I'm a nigga in America. When I go to Europe, is that going to change?
No, it's not.
Because by their standards, I'm still going to be a what? I went from being a nigga in America, I'm going to be a nigga in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Jay-Z said, niggas in Paris.
Yeah.
Read on, Ike.
Funny, one of the verses in that song, he said, we ain't even supposed to be here. But verse 17, it says, cursed shall be thy basket and thy store.
Think about it. For our people, how hard is it to save?
Yeah, we're broke.
Brother, living.
Always broke and always struggling paycheck. If you even got a job.
Paycheck to paycheck.
Paycheck to paycheck. If you even got a job.
God.
If you hustling, You subject yourself to you're rolling them dice and taking chances, and you're prison bound anyway. If you do it long enough, you think you can continue getting away with it.
Okay, and then for the stores, how many successful black businesses are there really? How many successful Mexican so-called Mexican businesses are there? Successful Jamaican,
mm-hmm.
successful Haitians, Dominicans. Central American Indians, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to go here because this is still one of the things that blew my mind. Sammy Sosa, a Dominican,
mm-hmm.
from the Dominican Islands, worked blood, sweat, and tears baseball, Hall of Fame. You look at this man from when he was born and what he went through to get into the league. You look at this man now who has bleached his skin.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Sammy Sosa has bleached his skin. He is no longer the only way you could tell he was Dominican is by the way he talked. He's bleached his skin. He has blue contacts in his eyes.
Wow.
He looks nothing like the way he used to when he was coming up through the ranks.
Man, just a shame, huh?
But it's ridiculous.
I want to be accepted.
Yes.
Wow.
Even after all the accolades from all the sports he played, he still does not want to identify as Dominican. And that's why he's done the things that he's done.
Wow.
But there are many other people out there, famous people who have done the same thing. So I'm not just trying to really single him out.
Yeah.
But you can.
It's just an example. It's one example. I didn't know that. That's interesting. You're bringing that out. I heard the name. I don't know much about it. But I didn't know that. Wow.
God,
it don't surprise me, though, because we've seen it before, like you're bringing out.
We've seen it with it. People going to hate me for this one. I'm going to throw him out there. Even though he passed away and we all miss him,
right.
the brother from another mother, Michael Jackson.
Right.
I don't understand how you start out black and you end up white.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He's looking like a white lady.
And then you make
a
song.
A little black dude with an afro. Now he looks like a white lady.
You know what I'm saying? Then he makes a song about it doesn't matter if you're black or white. Did you read the Bible?
Exactly. Obviously, he didn't.
Yes. But these are just certain examples that we're offering just from getting a little bit into reading the Bible like we're supposed to have been doing since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Just to shine a little bit of light and understanding out there for everybody. Well, read on.
We're at verse 18 now. It says,
cursed,
unless you were, I don't know if you were done expounding on
17. I was done expounding on
17. Verse 18 says, cursed be the fruit of thy body. He's just joining us. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 18, going over the curses of God's people. It says, cursed shall thou be the fruit of thy body.
So now think about this. Nowadays, we understand that the fruit of our body is our kids, right?
Yes.
But now, how many children are growing up in single-family households? How many kids have been given up for adoption because mom was never taught the right standards to look for in a man when it came to picking a husband?
Right.
And she went off of the physical appearance as opposed to knowing what this man was about and being around him consistently to see if this was a possible good man to have a kid with or not. Same thing with men, knowing that, okay, she looked good, but now how is she when it comes to being around kids? Was she watching her, getting to understand her? But because it's about superficial things like looks, we have a person, we have kids with these people, and then what the heck did I get myself into? You know what I'm saying? We both said it, men and women. You ain't father material. You ain't mother material. What was we thinking? You know what I'm saying? So now the kids have to suffer. And the biggest suffering is sometimes it's not even just growing up in a single-parent house home because no one took the time to understand that kids are a blessing that should be cherished, and these are the things that you're supposed to do. A kid will get put up for adoption. So now a kid grows up with all kinds of insecurities and complexes because, you know, I never knew what it meant to be a father or what to look for and a woman to make a wife and a mother, or vice versa.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the one thing that we've been hit evidently with within the past, I'll say, because I'm 40, 30 years, is that people are having kids at younger and younger ages. So if a woman's having a kid at 15, by the time she's 30, her kid's 15. So she's still young and she still hasn't experienced a lot of things in life. Now,
She's a grandma
at 45. So her baby has had a baby, and you see what I'm saying?
She can be a great grandma at 45.
Yeah,
she's a grandma at 30.
There is no way to mentally prepare a person's mind for things because we have gotten caught up on all kinds of other nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
Becoming parents, basically not ready to be parents. You don't even know how to take care of yourself, and now you put that burden on your parents because you don't know what you're doing. What do you only have a baby for?
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're doing. You don't even know how to take care of yourself yet. You ain't even had a job yet.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't had no type of responsibility.
No life experience.
No life experience. Thank you, brother. No life experience. No sense of responsibility. You don't know how to hold a job because you ain't even had a job yet. And now you got a baby. So who's got to take care of this baby now? Who's got to provide for this baby?
But you know what we use to educate people? Instead of using the scriptures, we use things like, and I'm going to say it because I'm a movie man. It was a great movie. We use things like Boys in the Hood. What do you know about babies? I know that I put my thing in the girl and then 9 months later, baby come out. We are raised off of,
right.
You know what? Any fool can make a baby, but it takes a man to take care of a baby. giving us the wrong example. Where should we go to find out how we're supposed to conduct ourselves? We're supposed to be in the book of the Lord. We're supposed to be in the Heavenly Father's words to, you know, to learn these things so that now, when I do have kids, I can pass the right things on to them.
And raise them right.
And the right instructions.
Mm-hmm. I know how to take care of a child. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we don't even have the basics.
Man, how many times have you had a girl, so you've been around somebody, or you've been out somewhere, and she's like, girl, he cute. And that's that.
They don't want to have your baby.
Those things. You know what I'm saying? We over 40 here, y'all. Come on, let's be real. We said those things. You've heard people say those things, and you be like, you like that, bum? You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about the younger generation, pants hanging off his butt, you know what I'm saying, walking around in house shoes in public. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not even lifting his feet, just dragging his feet, lazy. in white T-shirts.
Right.
And I'm sorry to make the generalization, people, but this is how it is. I've worked at malls, so I've seen it.
You see it all the time.
God.
You see it all the time. Just driving around on some of these main streets. You know what I'm saying? We see it everywhere. The mall is a good place to see all that. It's evident.
It's evident to see
it's
that.
It's evident everywhere. It really is.
Yes.
Who don't have it figured out? Who's confused? Where everybody else is shaking their heads at?
Kind.
Back to going to the world.
And unto angels.
Mm-hmm.
And to men.
Like, what in the world? What are these people doing?
You must have lost your rabbit mind.
My mother used to say all the time, yeah, just God gave a grasshopper.
But
who is this?
Kind.
You know what I'm saying?
But us.
Exactly. Who else?
Kind. I mean.
But I don't know if we're continuing on, but.
Well, no. I mean, I don't want to be the dead horse, but these are just some of the things that I want to touch bases on to get us back into understanding how important it is to read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, from me reading the Bible, the things that the Most High says I could have, we could have as a people, or we would be experiencing, but because we were never in the book the right way, no one ever showed me. No one has ever brought this to my attention until now. Now I have a lot of changes I have to make and adjustments. You understand? But now, The adjustments aren't to destroy me, they're for helping me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we were like, you're just trying to change me. Yes, because the Most High had something better in mind for you anyway from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We can understand this. We don't grasp the concept of, for those of us who are parents, we don't whoop our kids because we hate them. We whoop our kids because we love them. But now, we don't translate that into the Heavenly Father, who we read in the Scriptures, who is our Father. He didn't do these things to destroy us, but he did these things to us to make us recognize who we are and what we're supposed to be doing, how we're supposed to be doing it,
right,
why we're supposed to be doing it. You know what I'm saying?
That goes right back to Amos chapter 3. And verse 2, he said, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Like, I'm going to punish you because y'all are not doing the right thing. You're not operating the right way. You guys have forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are just doing your own thing. You think you got it figured out. Y'all need to be punished. Y'all need to, the purpose of punishment is to correct somebody that you love. You're not punishing somebody because you don't care about them. You punishing somebody because you love them and you trying to get them back on the right path. Otherwise, you don't give a damn about them. You just let them do whatever, and you don't do nothing to them.
Okay. Well,
obviously, the Most High loves us, so he punished us because we're going the wrong direction. He's dealing with it. He's trying to deal with us and correct us because we went off. Because we don't have this thing figured out ourselves. Obviously, one. And two, we're going the wrong way. We're going the wrong way. And all he's trying to do is get us going back the way we're supposed to be going.
Kind.
So that we can be his people, so we can lead the other nations like we were supposed to. Because we also just read he was going to put us on high above all nations of the earth. He chose us to lead the rest of the nations. He chose us to be in charge. And we're definitely not that now.
And the scripture, it tells us that the Most High will be our power and we would be his people.
God.
We belong to him. So now, if we belong to him, we are supposed to do the things that he wants us to do. So now, how can I ever hope to know what he wants me to do and how he wants me to conduct myself if I never go to his book to find out what he told me, what he told my forefathers?
There's no way, because society don't push this. The only way is to go back to the scriptures. The society don't push the scriptures, don't push the righteousness of the Most High. Society does not tell you today that God chose a certain people, and now those people are under a punishment because they turned their backs on their power. They turned their backs on him. Society doesn't push that. You know what I'm saying? So we would never know unless we went back to the scriptures. We would never know. It would continue to be a conspiracy that's kept from us, or the lies and the conspiracies that keep us disconnected, that keep us from finding out who we are and what the hell we're supposed to be doing.
God. Let me see. Well, the one thing that I want to touch on real quick, too, is that we know now we can identify we are now seeing through the scriptures that we are direct descendants of the lost sheep of the house of Israel, right? And
God.
We see that the only people that the Most High gave his law, statutes, and commandments to was us ever,
mm-hmm.
right? But now, in church, do they teach you any of the laws, statutes, and commandments that the Heavenly Father has left behind for us?
No, I can personally attest to that because I grew up in the church. At first, I didn't want to pay attention. I'd go downstairs in the basement of the church and hide with the other kids because we thought that the reverend's sermon was boring. He's just talking and talking and talking and talking. But even when I got older, I decided, you know, I'm going to start listening to what he's saying. These things never came out in church. I grew up in the church. Even as a teenager, when I decided to sit my butt down and listen, it still wasn't, these things wasn't brought out by any of the reverends. And I went to various churches, not just one, but these things were never brought out. You know what I'm saying? The various churches I went to, these things were never brought out. The truth of the Bible was never brought out. Not that my reverend back then was hiding it or keeping it. We went to a black church. We weren't taught the right way. It wasn't his fault. He didn't know either. He was taught to teach it a certain way. So he was misled to begin with. So what did he do? Continue to mislead the rest of us. What do we do? Continue to mislead each other until we get back to these scriptures. Until we get back to what the Bible is actually trying to show us about the history. Where's the history at? The history never came out. So it just seemed like a boring book of just fables and nursery rhymes that's really designed to put you to sleep. When you try to put your kid to sleep and all else fails, you go get the book of the book of nursery rhymes and the fairy tales, or you read them a story. Because what is it designed? What are you trying to get it to do ultimately? You trying to get him to go to sleep. But right, just go read him a story. He won't take his butt to sleep. Just read him a story or something until he falls asleep.
Well, now, the one thing I'll say, too, is in agreeing with you on that aspect of it is that if there, or I would say this, even if we took the time to get into the Bible and to read, we would understand a lot of things because there are a lot of mysteries that this book has that we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of or have opened up to us because we don't read the Bible. Like, how many people out there in the world think that the law is done away with?
to
a lot of people.
Most, I would say, the majority of people think that because that's what all the world is pushing today.
Well, it's to the point to where, you know what I'm saying, they're like, why do you do that? That was the Old Testament. This, we're in the New Testament. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but now, have our people ever been taken into Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's New Testament.
God.
For you hypocrites out there. That's New Testament.
You know what I'm saying?
So you want to keep saying Old Testament done away with? Well, we'll show you things in the New Testament that make it evident that the Old Testament's not done away with. That ain't the only place, but that's a good reference point right there.
Listen, watch. Read Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17.
Yes, sir. I'll get that right now. Matthew chapter 5. And verse 17.
Well, now, anyway, before you get started, I'm going to ask a simple question.
Because
we all got Bibles out here. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17, what color are the words that you're about to read?
Yes, the book I have, the words of Christ are in red. If you happen to have the words of Christ in red, these words are in red, which means they are Christ, the words of Christ himself.
So now we're going to read in the New Testament the words of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17.
Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17. Think not that I have come to destroy the law.
So Christ, right here specifically, lets you know, he says, don't think that I've come to destroy any of the laws that have been put in the Bible. So that means the laws in where?
In the Old Testament, obviously.
Okay, the laws in the Old Testament.
The time this was written, only the Old Testament existed. So that could have been the only thing he was talking about, right?
Yep. So right here, Christ says, personally, don't think that I came to destroy the laws that were in the Old Testament or the laws of Moses. Because he made laws too, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Or the prophets.
Or anything that the prophets have said, don't think that I'm coming to destroy those things.
Right.
That have been set up and established.
Or overshadow or do away with it, right?
Come, read.
Don't think that, right. Middle of verse 17, it says, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
He said, I'm not coming to destroy anything that these men have said. I've come to fulfill all that they've talked about. Read on.
Verse 18, for verily I say unto you.
He said, it's a true thing that I'm going to say to you right now. I hope your ears are open. I hope you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
It says, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass.
So now, has the heavens and the earth passed away?
No.
So that means we are still supposed to be following these laws. Go ahead and read.
One jot or one tittle.
From the dotting of the I's into the crossing of all the T's. Read.
Shall in no wise pass from the law.
Nothing is going to be diminished from the law. So if the heavens are still here and the earth is still here, we are still bound by the law that was put down from Moses to all the prophets and everybody in the Bible.
That's what I just read.
But now, I still like this because there's information coming out. Read on in verse 19.
And so I'm now vocally with you guys.
Not a problem, sir.
And it's only like a few minutes left. Like 10 minutes left. Y'all doing a great job. Continue. But I'm here with y'all.
Okay.
I've been with y'all the whole time. Just now I'm here verbally.
not a problem, Mark. Watch. Give me the last part in verse 19. All right.
Verse 18 or verse 19?
19.
We didn't even read
19. No, we finished 18. Give me 19.
19. From Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments.
Now we know that when it's talking about this whosoever, these laws, statutes, and commandments were only left for one group of people. One family lineage,
right.
God's people, the Israelites. So now we're talking about, when we talk about this right now, these laws, statutes, and commandments that were left for Israel, not for anybody else, not for everybody else, but just for us.
Right.
Read.
Verse 19, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments.
And now, how do I break a commandment? I don't adhere to it. I don't live by it. I don't do what I was told to do.
You do the opposite of what it says.
I go contrary.
Right.
Read.
And shall teach men so.
And now, how many of those ministers out there in those churches are teaching people contrary things according to the scriptures? And I, like I said, I'm not trying to ruffle feathers. Well, actually, I ain't going to say I'm not. I guess I am trying to ruffle feathers.
Yeah, we are, actually.
How many churches out there promote now homosexuality? When we've read in the scriptures that that person that does that thing, what is the penalty for homosexuality? It's death. That is a law. But now, these churches who are supposed to live by the book, by the Bible, by the words of the Heavenly Father,
mm-hmm.
now all of a sudden, you come, everybody's welcome. Come on.
Homosexual, lay, bisexual, all of y'all.
All the movements, and we're trying to add the pedophilia movement up in there too, so they can get refuge. Because is it about sticking to the law, statutes, and commandments of the Heavenly Father? No, because he didn't even give it to them. He only gave it to one people, the Israelites. Nobody else. We want to read on, all right.
Middle of verse 19. Actually, I'll start over. I'll read on. Whosoever shall therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
So now, if we are understanding who we are now, and instead of enforcing and living by the law, statutes, and commandments that the Heavenly Father left for us, and we go against it, we understand that we are going to be the least
right.
to the Heavenly Father. Of no importance. You know what I'm saying? But,
like a punishment.
But these are just...
Y'all going to be put here. If this is what you're thinking, how you rolling, this is what I'm going to do with y'all.
But these are just some of the brief examples from just the laws not done away with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to touch base on it because we only have a little bit more time. To going into the John chapter 3 and verse 16. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the church's love... God so loved the world. He loved the whole world. The whole world is in his hand. So now, have you read the book? Have you sought in the book of the Lord and you read where he comes through and word per word, he will tell you that it is not the world as an entire sphere. It is a certain group of people,
mm-hmm.
his chosen people that are in this present wicked world
right.
that he loves. He loves them. He doesn't love the world because he was never dealing with the world in the beginning anyway. He was always only dealing with his people.
They take that word world in John 3:16 out of context, thinking it's talking about the whole world and everybody in it. But when we read the scriptures, we find out that the Bible actually speaks of more than one type of world that the brothers bring it out. It actually speaks of more than one type of world. So what world is John 3:16 talking about? You take the time to figure that out, or you just assume and you just go off a presumption that it's talking about the whole world. When you really get into the scriptures, you realize that God never dealt with the whole world like that and in any form or fashion throughout the scriptures. So it's obviously not, that ain't what it's talking about. Because that would make the Bible contradict itself.
Come on. But brother, it's not just the simple things of the laws, the true understanding of John 3 and 16. You know what I'm saying? It goes into salvation. What is salvation now, according to the scriptures and the Heavenly Father? You know what I'm saying? What is baptism?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people out there who've been baptized a lot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'll say this, I don't think it changed them, being dunked in some water. What is the true baptism according to the scriptures? You know what I'm saying? But like I said, because we have not taken the time to seek out of the book of the Lord and read, these mysteries have not been opened up to our eyes. Even something as that is it's a touchy subject with a lot of people, but it is one thing that we have to come to understand that even something as that affects us all, death. The devil did it. You know what I'm saying? When we come back and read the scriptures, now if something happens to a person, who allowed this to happen? The Most High allowed this to happen. But now, why? Because we stopped hearkening diligently to the words that he left us in this book to seek out and read so that all these blessings could come to us instead of getting all these curses.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, brother, I'm sorry if I'm rambling, y'all, but there's just an overflow of just things that we don't know of. You know what I'm saying? To come back and understand that when white supremacy is advocated out there, it's pride. It's a good thing. But now when we go into reading the scriptures and the Heavenly Father lets us know that there's a people that he is proud to have called by his name and that belong to him, how come we are now a hate group? We're not pushing righteousness and things like that. And that the Most High has a pride about his people that he has chosen. And that's a good thing. But like I said, you know what I'm saying? You do err not knowing the scriptures and the power that thereof. Because we were never taught how we should honor the Heavenly Father or to even build a relationship with the Heavenly Father. There are a lot of things that are happening in our life and we don't understand why. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? There's so much that we can learn, but you know the simple fact of the matter is we have to overcome one thing, the lazy spirit on us. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We have to really go back to wanting to get that zeal of the Heavenly Father according to his words, reestablishing it, rekindling it, rebuilding the foundations so that we could get out of these situations in our life. Because I know that the things that I went through, I wouldn't wish those things on anybody else. But the things that I did deal with were able to do something beautiful to me. It opened a path to the Heavenly Father. So now I was able to come to him and find out how I'm supposed to live my life accordingly, and I'm supposed to make those changes to follow him properly. You know what I'm saying? And I know the brother I might have to shoot out because he had to also get to work, and I'm preparing myself for it also, but I want to try to continue to make sure that as we do the classes out here, we really are doing justice to the scriptures, not for my sake, but for the Heavenly Father's sake and for y'all's sake out there. Because, like the scripture says, the time is short. You know what I'm saying? We really have to wake up out of the sleep that we've been involved in and come back to serving the Heavenly Father the correct way. Because, you know what I'm saying, when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction is waiting. And I know I don't want to, I would not like any of my loved ones to have to deal with that sudden destruction, and I wouldn't want to deal with it either. So I need to make the changes in my life now. But with that being said, I also have to start to prepare and get ready myself.
All right, excellent class. Sean, I'm on excellent class. I listened to most of it. I had to pick up some envelopes from Dollar Yard, but excellent class. You guys really came through on such short notice. Y'all came through big time, the water.
Not a problem, Matt. Not a problem at all. With that, I would like to tell you, brothers and sisters, that I hope y'all continue to tune into us on Blog Talk every Tuesday and Thursday. You know what I'm saying? So we can continue to put the word out here and inspire God's people to come back to His knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and living our lives according to how He wants us to live them, and not according to how we want to live them. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, I know the brother I might have to shoot out. Like I said, I'm getting ready to prepare to roll out myself. So until next time, brothers and sisters out there, Shalom, Yahweh Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shah Barakatam, and Yahweh Shamar Shalom Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shah.
Yahweh Shamar Shalom Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shah. All right, so I'm going to call you right now, bro. But great class.
All right, Tawada.
Shalom.
Shalom.